The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goosefava. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday once again, and of course, it's all about finding routines that make your life easier and healthier, too. Getting ready to go back into the fall. Kids are going to be going back to school. Maybe you're starting a new job or whatever. People are going into routines. I know, you know, obviously, television even resets itself, too. But you've got to get back into some sort of groove where you can improve your lifestyle again. Welcome back our friend Amy from Fit Body Vibe. She's a fitness guru. Amy, it's tough when you're trying to get in focus this time of year.
Oh, you are not kidding, because everything pumpkin spice can like lead you right down the wrong path. Seriously. But the best way to get back into it and to stay motivated is to think of it like brushing your teeth. You brush your teeth every morning, and if you don't, those people close to you are going to be like, hey, you might want to, you know, take care of that down the road. And then that leads me to accountability. You want to find someone who's going to hold you accountable. You know, somebody who's not going to lead you astray like pumpkin spice.
It sounds like you've got a weakness with that. It is easy this time of year, of course, to tell ourselves, well, I'm dealing with the stress of the kids at school or the holidays are going to be coming up or whatever. I can have that extra donut bite. I mean, I did it just the other day myself.
Oh, yeah. And that's why we put that winter weight on. And then come summertime and the weather gets warmer, we're like, oh, man, here we go again.
Right.
But I mean, you know, a couple simple tips to help you out with that. You know, find a friend who's struggling too and just hold each other accountable. That definitely helps. If you want to have all that pumpkin spice stuff and the lattes and the this and the that in the morning to get you started, make sure you're doing something to work that off. I mean, it's not that difficult, but ooh-wee, that stuff likes to sit around that waistline.
So what can you do if you're like at work or whatever during the day?
Oh, burn those daylight hours at work by taking the stairs. I get a lot of people telling me, but I commute. I don't get home until it's after dark. I'm not going outside. I'm like, I get that. That's totally fine. But burn those daylight hours at work and take the stairs every chance you get.
Okay. What else can we do? At the end of the day, especially, because when I get home out of work and the sun is going down and it's cooler, a lot of times I just fall on the couch and then I never get back up.
Oh, my gosh. I know. That's the best thing to do, too, in the fall when it's nice and cool. I know. Believe me, I feel you. And it's like you just want to crack open a cold one, too, and just relax. Oh, before you do that, I would suggest just put your phone down and get your body pumping, your blood moving. Just 15 to 20 body squats, 15 to 20 crunches, 15 to 20 jumping jacks. And if you're feeling really overzealous, which most of us during this time of year are not, go for 2 to 3 rounds of what I just mentioned. 2 to 3 rounds of it, you know, and hopefully we'll set you up for a good night's sleep that way. But if not, I'm sure we're going to set you up from some nice muscle rub cream because you're going to be a little sore. But that's all part of the process. No pain, no gain.
Right. If I am a little bit sore, I can tell myself at least that I earned the next donut bite. But I'll try and forgo that too.
It's a little rewarding. Yeah. There you go. And it's psychology too.
Thanks, Amy. 3 great ways to get yourself back into a healthy routine coming up this fall and to stick with it. Hook up with Amy's tips and get more motivation now at fitbodyvibe.com.